they're saying our higher kingdom. And of course, what they're referring to is our higher self. So we're in a positioning of readiness. So as we will receive our offering, as we will receive our entitlement, as we will receive our promotion, this is our consenting approach. In other words, it comes through our availability. That means the light codes can be activated, the energies are present. But if we're claiming darkness, if we're committed to the old structure, it's like I was victimized or I did the victimizing. If we're still believing in the old telltale address, then we're not going to receive those signs and signals. So this is about our advancing. This is about our promotion. This is about our new address. So like, just imagine you move and you have a new address. Each of us are performing miracles as we will attain it, as we will receive it, as we will offer ourselves for that heavenly consent. So this is where it's an action step. We have divine will. We have will that is aligned with our divine self. And then we also have will that can choose all that we've been choosing up to date. So we are here at an advantage because, of course, we are the ones that came in. Our souls have that readiness to proceed. So like equals like. So as we will open up to our highest attainment, as we will open up to our heavenly consent, our heavenly approach, our heavenly delight, we stir our readiness for our full attainment. In other words, we want to remember that the Great White Brotherhood is with us, joining with us in solidarity and trust. So it's like, you know, you see like protests, marches, and you see the numbers. So if we can really understand the numbers, the energy that's coinciding with us, that's supporting us, that's giving us regular accounting, that means the energies are holding placement. It's almost like, just imagine an overlay. So if you have an energetic overlay, it's giving you that energetic support so that you can come in and trust. Now, what you're trusting is your own heavenly self. In other words, we've been talking about this. Master is on one side of the veil, Master is here on this side of the veil, coming into divine consent, coming into divine station, coming in to certainty. So this would be our true nature, our true self, our true relevance. So as we will receive the offerings, as we will receive our holy obligation, in other words, obligating ourselves to our truth, obligating ourselves to our finest performance. Now the performance is going to be in the what would appear to be the physical, as we're still working with form. But the performance is really the activation of consciousness. It's the activation of consent as we step into our full broadcast. So this is the action verb. This is where we say yes. We say yes to change. We say yes to shift. We say yes to possibility. So this is where the possibilities are endless. In other words, we are drawing from new stations, from new timelines, from new portals. And so as we offer ourselves that true attainment, as we offer ourselves our holy advancement. So this is, I don't have to finish the old story anymore. I'm still walking it out. I still may keep my name. I may change my name. But I'm seeing my advantage from a new perspective because you're reporting to duty. You're aligning with what we would see to be a future timeline is now coming into clear vision because we're the ones creating the change. We're the ones creating the structure. We're the ones holding that energetic template for all to receive. So while we understand there's a lot of upheaval going on in the planet, it's still waiting for balance. It's still waiting for promotion. It's like It's getting wobbly. And so this is where we're stepping into power. We're stepping into regular performance. We're stepping and claiming our destiny. And our destiny is to receive our highest advancement. So they're showing me the Holy Grail. It's like, now is the time to partake of the loveliness. Now is the time to partake of the feast. So we align energetically and honor truth. Now, this is very important. As we're receiving these gifts, as we're receiving this holy remembrance, we're going to start responding to truth. And so our offering to ourselves is to recognize, consent, and abide. So this is, now, I don't have the ability to flip-flop on this cell phone easily. So if you're not, If you're not muted, please mute so we don't get the feedback. But let me proceed. So this is our time. Now I'm confused. This is our time of our heavenly consent truth. Thank you so much. So it's remembering that we're going to have two offerings. We're going to have our new truth and we're going to have our old station. Now the old station, you can tell, the old station is a war. The old station is conflict. It's when we're going to see darkness in ourselves, we're going to see it in another, because it's equal, it's the same. As we will offer ourselves to our holy obligation, in other words, we're going to start seeing with spiritual vision. This is where we start seeing our innocence. This is where we start offering the awareness. And in essence, we start really recognizing that we've been playing out of an old form and out of an old paradigm where we have been missing that divine connection. So as we spring into holy advancement, as we receive that connection, it's like there's no prejudice, there's no judgment, there's no guilt, there's no fear. Because it's like, oh, wait a minute, I see clearly. So it's almost like being in a drama, being in a conflict, because, you know, well, you're the one that made the left wrong turn. Well, you're the wrong that told me to do it. So you have this conflict going on. Well, when you find your destination and suddenly it appears, where's the argument? Where's the conflict? There's no more need for it, because it's like all bets are off. Because you were arriving where it is you are headed anyway. So you just sort of drop and move into that future state. Now, this is very, very relevant, because that old energy is going to be like, don't you want to finish the argument? Don't you want to stay committed to that old story? So as these energies that are being offered, that we are being extenuated, in other words, it's coming so that we can receive it, so that we can own it, so that we can possess it, is giving us that new frame. It's like a new frame of reference, a new degree of aspiration, as we will abide. As we will abide. So this means, in essence, it's a new offering, it's a new springtime. As we will receive, as we will abide. So in essence, it's like changing channels. It's like, I think I'm just going to watch a spiritual program instead of this drama where everyone's slinging at each other. So this is the promise. This is the future appointment, the future attainment. That is, it's almost like it's stalled. So imagine like you're watching a movie and you just pause it to go get a drink or whatever. It's stalled, waiting for us to proceed. So it's stalled in the sense that we already have it. So if you pause a program, you're totally entitled to resume it. You have access to resume it. And the stalling is simply that we have lost faith, we have lost connection, we have lost consciousness of what already is. And they're showing me Judgment Day, the judgment in tarot cards. It's like, of what already is. Now, this is very relevant. It's already present. It's already there, waiting for our decision making, waiting for our agreement, waiting for our alignment. So now they're showing me, I guess it's Eight of Cups. It's like abandoning old relationship, leaving an old relationship. We're leaving our past intention. We're leaving that linear focus. Because there's a spiritual program on, and this is much more interesting and feels so much better, and it quickens, and we're going to feel it. So this is what they want to explain. You're going to feel the lightness. You're going to feel the light. We all are opening up to those intuitive senses where we can feel, this feels like the heavier choice. This feels lighter. You walk into a room, someone's been arguing, you can feel the heaviness. Someone's holding anger, you feel it. So as we're making our decisions, as we're opening up to the, and decisions, it could be, where do I live now? Or it could be, what thought do I choose now? What thought do I choose now? There is a homecoming that's going to have the lightness, and it's going to require follow through. It's going to require faith. I trust it. I don't know where it's going, but it is calling. It is calling, and I resonate. So as we will receive this holy advancement, as we will receive our obligation of the heart, we turn our attention within. In other words, we're opening up the awakened heart, the sacred chambers. And this is what's been stirring, calling our attention, helping us to breathe a sigh of relief. Because again, it's not about what's going on in the polarized world out there. It's what's going on in our own world, in our own consent, in our own response system, as we see the higher choices, we see the light, and as we choose. So as we will seal our fate, as we will seal this activation, we consent to that promotional increase. In other words, we say yes, and we do so with jubilation and pride. Now, this is not egoic pride. This is recognizing we're built for this. So this is the point. It's very, very convenient. I was going to say terribly convenient, but didn't sound like the right word. It's convenient. It's available. It's there. But it's going to be almost like if you speak a language and it's like a new dialect. So it's going from Spanish to Portuguese. So it's almost the same, but it isn't. So this is where we're learning to speak that new language of love. We're learning to operate out of the frequency of love. So this makes it very easy. Am I in the frequency of love? And when we're not, we have entitlement. We have choice. We have offering. We have full consent. So as we consent, the energy, the offering, the driving instructions are there. So as we will signal, so imagine you're going to turn, you put on that signal. We are signaling our readiness. So as we will receive, as we will obligate ourselves to our truest nature, remember, there are going to be twists and turns because our old format, what we endure,